Oasis Audio presents Anxiety Interrupted by Rachel Dimsky, read for you by Renee Ertle. Introduction. Questions, doubts, and fears. What do you think of when you think about the ocean? Though my childhood home near Buffalo, New York, is nowhere near it, I grew up at the ocean in a lot of ways. I'm part of an island family. We can trace our family tree back to the 1500s, when we inhabited what is now known as England's Channel Islands. My mother was raised on a small, sea-locked patch of land 14 miles off the coast of France, called Jersey, an island that, in theory, belongs to the English crown, but in lifestyle and culture, bears greater resemblance to its French counterpart. It's the kind of place a nomad would visit, because as soon as you step onto the island's shores, you immediately feel as though you are part of something. The island brims with turbulent history. For centuries, its power passed back and forth among nations. If you put your ear to the ground, you could still hear the hurried footsteps of the Vikings, the victory calls of King John's men in 1204, and the eerie hush brought over by Nazi Germany. And yet all this time, there were still cows to milk and potatoes to grow, so Jersey maintained its down-to-earth quaint quality that brings thousands of tourists to the island today. The island, spanning an area of only 45 square miles, boasts a population of nearly 100,000, while designating more than 50% of its land to agriculture. Since the liberation of Jersey from Nazi Germany at the end of World War II, the island has become something of a posh place to live, its picturesque beaches and breathtaking views beckoning the rich from all over the world. At Jersey's core, though, hidden to the tourists and foreigners, is the life and society of the Jersey man and the Jersey woman. Historically, it's an agricultural society, comprised of plowing potatoes as the sea salt sticks to sweat, of attending hog roasts with brimming hats and homespun dresses, of chickens, wild rabbit, and the scent of lavender that the wind carries across the cliffs. It's a nautical society, one where talk of the tide spills over with greetings, where mussels don't get fresher than right off the boat in time for market, where islanders managed to survive the war on seaweed soups and scavenged crabs. This is where my mom was raised, alongside tides of more than 30 feet, lowering picnic baskets down cliff walls to beaches for lunches on Sundays, surfing in the waves of St. Owen's Bay, and sailing with friends in and out of the coves. My mom grew up and left the island, married a man from England, and moved to America. But it's still a part of her and who she is. How can a place like that not be? So many of my childhood memories take place at the ocean in Jersey. The island is home to some of the biggest tidal waves in the world that can rise and fall nearly 40 feet up and down the coast. At La Roque, the beach where my grandparents lived, when the tides receded, we'd look in the shallow pools for anemones, fish, prawns, and crabs. We couldn't look too long, though, or we'd find ourselves with the water back up to our ankles and then our knees, and we'd run for safer, higher sand. There, we spread out on picnic blankets and ate cheese and tomato sandwiches while the sun dried our skin. I would watch the wisps of white hair that grew straight up on my grandfather's head, thinking, if he'd let me, I'd braid them together so they all moved in one direction. How many days did I have like that as a child? 5? 50? I don't know if it matters. Those days soaked into my skin and shaped my preliminary views of the ocean. Untamable, life-giving, life-taking, unconquerable. And how I fit into all of that, I am still trying to work out. Here are some facts about the ocean. It covers approximately 70% of the world we live in and remains largely undiscovered. It is possible that in addition to the more than 200,000 marine species that have been identified, there could be up to 2 million more species that have not been identified. The ocean is pulled by the moon and the sun.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?